Say that again, excuse me. I'm 6'4". I weighed in at 219. No, I'm working out on my pro day on March 28th. I mean, everything. You know, the only thing I think that we have in common, we went to the same school. You know, Mike, you know, he did great while he was at USC, but, you know, I think we're two opposite players, totally different personalities, and, you know, I respect him, he respects me, and I think that's how we were pretty much different.
What's different? What's different about the personality?
You know, I'm just more, you know, a humble guy. Mike is kind of different. You know, we have different personalities. His game is different than mine's. You know, he's bigger. I'm smaller than he is a little bit. And, you know, just overall, I think, you know, our personality is just different. And, you know, just this, the way, the only thing that we have in common, like I said, is that, you know, we went to USC. Nah, me and Mike, you know, I spoke to him one time in Florida when I was down there. But other than that, we really don't speak on terms at all. You know, if I see him, you know, I say hi, what's up, or whatever it may be, and that's about it.
Would you consider it all going back?
Say that again, excuse me?
Considered all going back to playing out the eligibility?
No, you know, after the Rose Bowl game, you know, me and my family definitely sat down and we discussed, you know, what I was going to do. And, you know, the whole season everybody was asking me, you know, what I was going to do, and I really didn't know. And I made up my mind, like, you know, like 3 days before I actually made my announcement. And, you know, I felt it was the best decision for me and my family.
What do you say to the people who say you
want to
struggle getting separation?
I say we'll see. You know, that's all I can say. You know, everybody has their own opinion. I'm a hard worker, so definitely I've been working out, you know, just to get faster, stronger, and we'll see.
How much of an advantage would it be for you to be reunited with Coach Chow?
You know, Coach Chow, you know, he's definitely been a great mentor. You know, he's one of the reasons why I went to SC, and, you know, I think it would be great. You know, hopefully if they pick me up, you know, I'll be happy to go there. I'll be happy to go anywhere, but just to be familiar with the system, you know, the offense, and, you know, I think it would be a great combination.
Dwayne, there are six receivers that could go in the first round. I mean, the personal guy asked you, what makes you better than Bo? What makes you better than Meacham or Ginn? What do you say?
Just look at my body of work. My 3 years at SC, you know, I won national championship freshman year, sophomore year. We went back again, lost. And the Rose Bowl, you know, we happened to win that game, and, you know, I've been All-American two times, broke every record at USC, fourth in NCAA history in scoring touchdowns. You know, I have 41, so that's why I say look at the film.
Who would you like to compare yourself to or spoke with anyone,
try
to model your game after in any way?
I definitely like Larry Fitzgerald. You know, he just coming out of high school, he recruited me going to Pittsburgh, and, you know, we had a good relationship. And, you know, I just like his whole style of game, the way he approached the game and his body control, the way he goes up and gets the ball. And I definitely model myself after him.
You hardly lost a game in college at all. Now you're probably going to go to an NFL team that's had a losing record. Is that going to be an adjustment for you? Have you thought about that at all?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, it's a game of football. You win some, you lose some. You can't win every game, and you just have to learn to – you know, when you do it, get a loss, you know, you have to take it on the chin and, you know, just keep working hard and just, you know, stay focused. And I think that's the most important thing. You know, you're not going to win every game in the NFL. You know, it's almost impossible.
Wait, what can you tell us about Lane Kiffin? Are you surprised that he's an NFL
NFL? I wouldn't say I was surprised, but, you know, Coach Kiffin, he's definitely football savvy. I mean, he knows his football. And, I knew he would be a head coach one day, but it did come fast. But, you know, I think it just goes to his hard work. You know, I've known Coach Kiffin for my past 4 years. And, you know, he taught me so much from the game, you know, just from point A to point Z. I'm pretty sure he's going to do a great job up there in Oakland.
Is he a heart? Is he a –
I think, you know, he definitely understands players. He's a player's coach. You know, he could be hard at times. He hard-nosed. And, you know, he taught me everything I know. And so, you know, I came out pretty okay. And so I'm pretty sure he's going to do, you know, a great job up there in Oakland, you know, and just getting the guys rallied up. And, you know, if they take heed to his learning, they'll learn a lot from him. I've definitely been doing all my interviews, my physical, all the tests, you know, we've been doing mentally. And, you know, I definitely just try to do well on everything I do here besides, you know, I'm not working out. I can't do well here if I'm not working out. So, you know, that's basically what I've been doing.
What do you want coaches to know about you in those interviews?
That I'm a student of the game. You know, I think that's what's important, you know. Which is coming to the next level, you know, you just have to be a student of the game, you know the ins and outs about the game. You know, it's your job now. So I definitely take that serious. You know, guys are getting paid millions of dollars just to, you know, go out there and do what they do. And, you know, I'm definitely going to be a student of the game. I wouldn't say as far as me, you know, I'm pretty humble myself. Mike, you know, I really can't talk about his career, you know, because everybody, you know, their own individual in it. You know, he didn't get off to a fastest start that everybody expected him to, but I'm sure, you know, he's going to come along. And some players take longer than others, so. Well, I don't really know what he didn't do. So I really can't really comment on that question.
Hey, Dwayne, a lot of rookie receivers have struggled in their first year in the league. Why do you think it'll be different for you?
You know, it's definitely a learning process. You know, you're going to go through ups and downs in the NFL. You know, it's part of the game. But it's just up to you, you know, to keep working hard and just to stay focused. And, you know, some guys bounce back, some guys don't. And, you know, I'm definitely going to, you know, it's going to be down days. You know, it happens. So, you know, when those down days come, definitely try to stay focused and just keep working hard.
Thank you.